Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
What's good? Welcome to another edition of the Monster US Radio Podcast. It's Monstrous Monday. Well, you know how we do it. We get monstrous for the week. Get y'all ready to get going. We got entertainment news throughout this week. We got spoken word. We got hot new music. We got DJs. We got hosts. We got a whole slew of things for y'all coming up this week. Shall I just open up the show? Should I hit y'all with some headbangers? Break some records? I think we're just going to open up the lines. We got Miss Unbelievable over here. How are you doing tonight on this monstrous Monday? Hello.
Hello. She's monstrous. What's going down?
Sounds like you're in a good mood today.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. So, all right, it's Monstrous Monday. Hopefully you had a great weekend. Mm-hmm.
I did.
That's what's up. So, so what we got going on this week? I know today we got our entertainment news. Who we got on the chop block for tonight?
All right, you know, we got the Snoop Dogg and Tekashi beef going on. It's getting real heated and heavy. We got some update news about Tristan. And now Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber got some issues going down with, we already know. And then we got a lot of deaths going on that just happened out the blue. So once again, talking about this mental health situation. So there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people, that I just put up. There was more, but I just put up the 5 that we could talk about that passed away this weekend.
Oh, okay. All right, so sounds like we got a chunky one tonight.
We do, yeah.
Okay, so all right, let's see. Show's been brought to you by SoulMeSpeaks.com. Picasso Painting, Monstars Radio, and Monster US Apparel. So, all right, let's go ahead and get into it. Let's see, we got time to wait, so let's hear some music. This ain't nothing new. It's not, really. It's not. I just like the song. So I'm going to play it. It's off his new album, though. It's called Pick Yourself Up. This is Big Chris, Monster US Radio, Monstrous Monday.
Pick yourself up. Ain't nobody helping no broke, yeah, nigga, no broke, yeah, beat, no broke, yeah, nigga, no broke, yeah, beat, no broke, yeah, nigga, no broke, yeah, beat, no.
Damn it, I didn't want to come in that hard. It is what it is. Fuck it, we gonna let it ride. It is DJ E Monster. My bad.
Income tax check, you blow that shit. Buy that foreign, they repo that shit. She leave your dick dry, that ain't your bitch. Your partners made it rain, but you ain't tipped. Lame nigga, fine, get your number, cameras and lights. Money on the table, you want friends and likes. Swipe up, wipe down, out of fresh for sale. Ain't no handout chill. Nigga, you can't tell. I'm I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Nigga, nigga, you can't spell what you know about me. I don't know about free. Money fall like leaves. Better climb that tree. Pick yourself up. Ain't nobody helping no broke ass nigga, no broke ass beat, no broke ass nigga, no broke ass beat, no broke ass nigga, no broke ass beat, no. Pick yourself up, pick yourself up, pick yourself up, pick yourself up,
no broke ass nigga,
pick yourself up,
no broke ass
nigga, pick yourself up. I was sitting on the curb by my grandma's yard, dope boy drive by, I'm like, that's my car. Fast forward, stack forward, nigga, that's my car. Push button, automatic, bitch, I own that star. Dime bag, I done been, I done starved for mine. Wheel wrap, boy, me, coulda had that sign. Ride dirt, late night, coulda had that time. Well pop, drop pop, you can't have this shine. All mine, cold game, if these walls could talk. They say stack that shit, nigga, get that ball. Young and say fucked up, that shit ain't my fault. Nigga, pay them dudes, nigga, pay that cost. Pick yourself up. Ain't nobody helping no broke ass nigga, no broke ass beat, no broke ass nigga, no broke ass beat, no broke ass nigga, no broke ass beat, no. Pick yourself up, pick yourself up, pick yourself up, pick yourself up,
no broke ass nigga,
pick yourself up,
no broke ass
nigga, pick yourself up. We right, it is right, but your bills ain't paid. Sugar daddy fly you out, but you still can't stay. Overnight, Gucci bag, you back on that plane. He married you mad that you got played. Thank you, run, run, gang. He ain't called you saint. Homegirl got changed, but you called him lame. Cause they got that form, they buy all they clothes. They don't need no man, but you still that hoe. Every man you fuck with, trying to sow his oats. Every man you fuck with, fuck, then catch ghosts. Cause the car they drive like a moth to flame. You ain't pimping the game, trying to fuck for change. Pick yourself up. Ain't nobody helping no broke ass nigga, no broke ass beat, no broke ass nigga, no broke ass beat, no broke ass nigga, no broke ass beat, no. Pick yourself up, pick yourself up, pick yourself up, pick yourself up,
no broke ass nigga,
pick yourself up,
no broke ass
nigga, pick yourself up.
Monster, it's Monday. Getting the week going. Better find a way to pick yourself up. I'm just saying. Let's see. What else do I got to spin for y'all? Still got time to wait. Oh, I got one for y'all. I got one. Some new music from Eric Sherman. If y'all don't know about y'all history when it comes to music, Eric Sherman used to be in a group called EPMD. Anybody can call me up or hit us up and let us know. An EPMD song at the end of this track, I'm going to win a shirt. Not one, everybody. Hit me up, tell me an EPMD song, you're going to win a shirt. So all right, check it out, y'all. This is some Eric Sherman, some of his new music. This is called Southern Girl. Monstrous Monday. We're going to open the lines right after this.
Sunshine State when she was 8, a Southern girl who raised me. Look at me, track record too long to fit in this song. Strong ass women, tougher than leather, tougher than a pair of denim, ass belly fit in them. These girls, 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 not everybody's the same around the world. Southern girl, that swing, that talk, that walk. Damn, look at that thing. You the reason, got me sneezing. God bless you, devil got me wanna undress you. Grandma schooled me, so I must respect you. Made me aware, so I can't neglect you. You see her, the new age Aaliyah. Not me trying to be a
loving girl.
I don't want wanna be saved. She's shaking what her mama gave. They all want that ass, that Kim Kardashian. They get shot to get there fast, to get that cash. And they doing this back to back. See a stripper, now how we get back to that? I ain't the one to give you no hassle. You a Georgia peach, I come from the apple. We both perform on stage, I rap, you clap. The money gets stacked, back. Something like the Players Club, but not slick. She do it for her son, and that certificate. Soon she will have to face this and explain to her child later how mom was getting paper. South Bronx to South Central, and I can't forget you, South Beach. I'm talking about a
Southern girl.
Loving good with the kids, but they get to the knives. I'm talking taking care of home, get it on her own. Wouldn't be surprised if she riding on chrome. She got that hustle from her mama and that ass too. Ain't falling victim to no lanes when they pass through. Mind frame, big bang, better be about it. You ain't down to straight for it, Southern girl will see about it. Independent, educated. She a queen, but she get dying on it. If she want it, when it's elevated. Percolator, percolator. Hey, running back, front row, thunderstorm, waiting on the thunderclap. But it ain't all about strip club, nah. Even if it's a hole in the wall, she'll make it where you never leave at all. And she'll be there when you call. I'm talking about those Southern girls.
All right, we bringing it back, y'all. Monstrous Monday, DJ E Monster. We got Miss Unbelievable over here. Trying to get y'all ready for the week, but sometimes we need a little inspiration ourselves. We need y'all to let us know what y'all ass got going on this week. You going back to work? How is that transitioning? Because I know a lot of people, Miss Unbelievable, is mad as a motherfucker. You understand me? Some people are like, no, I don't want to go back. They don't got comfortable and shit. You know what I mean? Not doing their nails, not doing their hair, just relaxing, not dealing with no stress. Some of the parents, I know y'all like, nah, we need to open the schools back because y'all was tripping before when the teacher used to be like, your kid is off the chain. And then they used to be like, not my kid. My kid is blessed by the grace of God. And now they're at home threatening the kids to throw them off the balconies because now they understand your kid is disrespectful. But the how's the transitioning going back into the workforce, going back into reality? That's my question. Because unbelievable. I've seen people on here just bitching. Like, some people trying to get back to work, and they bitching because they got to go back. Like, I'm not ready. Pineapples, I'm not ready. What have you seen?
I got a testimony on that. I was called to do emergency daycare for the school system. And I went 1 week. I went 1 week, and then I was like, yeah, I'm done. Yeah, I'm going to go back to chilling, you know, not doing my hair, don't worry about the nails, sleeping in. I wasn't ready. Love the babies, because I was missing them. You know how you have that, I'm missing my babies. Oh, my goodness, I can't wait to see them. Yeah, picked up another set of babies, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to just go ahead and put that down until they make us come, for real, for real. No money couldn't save me. No. So
right.
I understand, because your body gets so relaxed and healed, and it's going through a healing process, especially if, you know, you work in a stressful place. There's nothing like having your body just release all that toxic energy, and then you have to go back to it. You're like, nah, I'm good. But I'm good. But you know, a lot of people don't want to go back because their unemployment is better than the regular check, you know, during this COVID. And they're like, why? I'll just keep collecting unemployment, but people don't understand unemployment is only temporary. And, you know, they're definitely going to be like, yeah, that's good. And then I don't know how that works for taxes. If you got to pay taxes, money back on that, and, you know, you used to getting 7 G's, and now when tax comes, you get 5 G's, they're going to be like, yeah, that's unemployment. So there's always a catch-22 with something. But I'm, you know, I'm blessed because I still get paid from my job. So that was just something that I was, you know, doing on the, you know, just to be a worker, just to go in the midst. But yeah, I'm gonna enjoy the distant learning and have the parents take care of their kids at this time. Yeah.
Right. I think some people realize how much they really like their job. It ain't that your ass is really actually working. You're not living. Your ass was working. So let's go ahead and jump into our entertainment news. Who's bumping who and who's getting fat? I need some background drops. I need all kinds of shit. So if you're out there, you're a studio or you have access to a studio and you got shit, you ain't got shit to do, make us some motherfucking drops. I'm just saying. So when we do our entertainment news, I need some news. I need some stuff like that. I need some applause. I need some little drops around here. So if you got something going on, we'll promote you. You help us help you. Help us with some drops and little jingles and stuff, and we'll promote your label and what you got going on. Help us help you. Support at MonstarsRadio.com. So, all right, who we got on the chop block? Who's up first? Who's going to get their head busted all the way open?
Oh, so Tristan Thompson. Now, he's getting pissed, okay? He's suing the paternity accuser. So Tristan Thompson is fed up with what he calls out and less, all-out lies about his fathering the child. So he followed through his lawsuit of his own. He filed a lawsuit against Kimberly Alexandra, the woman who was very public, claimed that the NBA star is the father of her five-year-old son, something he repeatedly denied. In the lawsuit, Tristan says the paternity test he took back in January definitively concluded that he was not the father. According to the suit obtained, the test results came back. Kimberly reposted the DNA test, which she was supposed to be confidential, on her Instagram page. In the caption, she accused the lab of sabotage and insisted, "I know for sure that Tristan Thompson is the father of my child." As I first reported last week, this pissed off Khloe Kardashian by her accusing her of paying off to fix the test results. Khloe and them guys, like we said before, fired off a cease and desist letter, but Kimberly turned around and even posted that on social media. In the doc, Tristan says Kimberly also publicly lied about him by claiming on social media he had actually taken an at-home paternity test. Tristan says the reality is the test he took was administered by one of the most reputable labs in the country. He even offered to take a second test to appease Kimberly, provided they use another reputable third-party facility. In fact, the whole matter reminds Tristan's attorney of the ironic number one song he says in the doc to quote Michael Jackson, "The kid is not his son." Tristan Frederick alleged that Billie Jean is only barking about this now when the child is five because she's fallen on hard times financially. The docs also claims Kimberly has been evicted from 5 residents in the last 7 years. They also say she recently dropped by her celebrity's attorney, Lisa Bloom. He filed the libel suit seeking damages from Kimberly. And like I reported on Friday, he did admit sleeping with her, but it was in his rookie year, which was 4 years ago, not 5 years ago. So, yeah.
I'll tell you this, he ain't going to fuck around with nobody else. His dick is done, retired, Ovay. Mine would. I'm not fucking around. No, not after that shit, going through all this. But I knew that was kind of going to pop out like that. You guys have to excuse me. That it was going to go there. Because that's kind of what rich people do. They buy their way out of things. Now, the only thing that's really going to hurt is, now, one, not only is the child, if it is, now, in due time, time will tell the truth. If the child turns 13, 14, if that's his kid, whether they paid it off or not, the motherfucking looks is going to pop out. The DNA is going to be shown. The DNA is going to present itself. Understand me? And if they get to finding out that they done pulled some bullshit, motherfuckers going to felony jail and hella lawsuits. You thought you had to give up some money. You're going to have to give up a lot of money. They found out you done did some funky shit with some documents. So I understand what she's going with that. But I just hope that, you know, maybe that, I mean, I hate to see somebody go through that, but I hope that's what it is. I hope it's just that, you know, maybe he's just trying to weasel his way out of it, whatever, because if not, that's some serious mental issues there. If that's not your baby daddy, and you actually know that probably that's not your baby daddy, and things are saying that's not your baby daddy, but you're still pursuing and pushing, that's your baby daddy. I've been down that road. It wasn't, man. That's tragic. I know everybody's like, oh, she's crazy. No, that's tragic. That's not crazy. That's tragic. Because she needs help. I'm just saying, because now that kid's going to have to go through life talking about that's your daddy. He don't like you. Kid's gonna, you understand? He's gonna go through things like, oh, he want me. He over there with that. Why don't you want men coming from Duke? That's stress. That's trauma that kid's gonna have to grow up with. And if it's not really the daddy, that's tragic. It is.
But then, okay, how can she, like, the DNA test, like, what would she, like, what she have to lose? Like, he has another child. That was before her. So that ain't got nothing to do with her. That ain't got nothing to do with Khloe Kardashian. You see what I'm saying? She ain't going to lose in the end. So why would she even want to fix it? She got a baby by him. It'd be different if she didn't have a baby by him and she, you know, lost thousands of babies by him. And it's
are they married?
Thing.
Are they married?
It was before her. It really doesn't.
Are they
she
married?
Has a child by him.
But are they married? Is Khloe interested
no.
in marriage?
No, but that has nothing to
Khloe.
Do with the baby
no,
cause
if they were
of
married,
the other girl.
No, if they was married, they're coming. The other girl's going to get a chunk of her financial gains if they were married. If Khloe and Tristan is married and it comes to find out that baby is Tristan's baby, she sues both of them. In court for paternity, not one. That's the difference.
Right, but that's
now,
but that's not what she's
if,
claiming.
Like
she's
said,
claiming that
not,
Khloe
okay.
has she did something to she's paid off that lab to tell her that it's not his. That's what she did.
Mm-hmm.
That's her plight of Khloe.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing for
right.
Khloe is what. Even being a mom or a parent, what does she have to lose or gain to say that that child is not his? It's not her business. It's not her concern. You see what I'm saying? Her concern is her child and Tristan, not who Tristan had before her. She can't do nothing about something that was before her.
Yeah, but are her, Khloe and Tristan together now?
I think so. So I think this kind of put them back together because they were having some issues.
Enough said. I'm going to keep it 100. You know, you're trying to hide over there. You know how y'all women is. Keep it 100. Y'all know how y'all women is. Khloe paid in the motherfucker. She been a real woman right now. Don't be fucking with my man. I don't give a fuck what's going on, goddammit. He owe to the motherfucker. No, he don't fuck with you no more. He don't want to fuck with you no more. Y'all know what the hell I'm talking
but
about.
But that's
y'all
something different
way.
Than the child.
Fuck that bitch.
That's something, but that's different from the child. I could say fuck that bitch all I want to. That bitch is crazy, but it has nothing to do with me being a mom playing with him in the paternity as a mom. It ain't got nothing to do with me, what she's doing. I fuck her, yes, fuck that bitch. She crazy, but that has nothing to do with me messing with paternity for him finding out if that's his child or not. That ain't my business. I'm not going to be like, fuck that. I'm not going to be like, fuck that child. He can't get to know his child. No, I'm going to be like, Take that bitch. Take that test. Let's prove to her once again that I ain't got nothing
right.
to do with it. So
yeah,
I can see, like, as
a
parent,
be on your ass, like, take the test.
You know, as a parent, you know, I'm not going to be like, oh, you know, don't. But after 5 years, and this ain't got nothing to do with me, first of all, don't put my name in it. This ain't got nothing to do with me. This his dick. That ain't my dick. That's his dick. He put his dick in you. This ain't got nothing to do with me. So keep my name out your mouth. That's all I would say. This was post before me. I got my child with him. Me and him doing us. You two handle that. This ain't got nothing to do with me. Keep my name out your mouth. That's just all I'm saying. I ain't in it.
Right. Right, right.
And so I think that's what she's saying. Don't defame me for something you did. This ain't got nothing to do with me. Be like, hold on.
Right,
handle
right.
your business. So, yeah.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
That ain't going to be over. I'll keep us posted. So, an ex-WWE star, Shad Gaspard, I don't know if you guys know who he was, goes missing during a beef swim massive lifeguard search. So, officials are desperately seeking for ex-WWE superstar Shad Gaspard after he went missing during a swim on Venice Beach with his 10-year-old son. Gaspar and his son were among a group of swimmers caught in a strong rip current around 4 p.m. while lifeguards racing to the water to pull everyone out. Gaspar's son was rescued, but the 39-year-old pro wrestler has not been located. One official says that they've told that the 39-year-old did submerge. Divers were sent to score the area. Helicopters were searching from above. One witness at the scene tells us when lifeguards raced into the ocean, Gaspar directed rescuers to help his son, which they did. During the rescue, we're told another big wave crashed down on Gaspar, and that's the last time they seen him. We're told the photo of Shad officials are using in search was taken earlier that Sunday before the incident. Shad was known for back in the day for the team Crime Time when his partner GTG. Outside pro wrestling, Gaspar made headlines in 2016 when he stopped an armed robbery in Florida.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. All right, let's do our moment. Oh, damn, I got to get to the drops. Hold on, let's do our moment of silence. Right, no. Sorry, did you know who the guy was? It sounds familiar, but I can't put it all together. You know me already. I don't know people by name. I know a motherfucker by face.
You dig?
I'll deny you. You could be my uncle. I don't know him. You dig? Unless I see your face. Oh, yeah. That's such and such. Yeah. But, I mean, have you heard of the guy?
No, I don't watch WWE since, you know, all my other greats have left. So I don't watch the wrestling, but I'm pretty sure the wrestling world does definitely know who he is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. I can't think of who it is. It's like I know who it is, especially from the news thing with the robbery in Florida thing. But all right. But yeah, I just can't think of who that is right now. So all right. Let's see. Anything else on that one, or what else we got?
No, that's all with that one. I'll keep you posted if they find the body.
Alright.
So, Cody Latimer, NFLer. The NFL players have been off the chain. I just got to put that out there. I read something about NFL players on Friday. Here's another set of NFL players clowning. I think they need they season back or come up faster. Cody Latimer, NFLer, threatened to kill everybody after poker argument. Cody Latimer said from a witness that he threatened to kill everybody over a dispute. They arrived at the Douglas County residence. The doc showed they received a call after both possible shots fired. Once they showed up, they interviewed everybody who explained to them that the Washington Redskins receiver snapped over an argument over a card game. Cop says English told them he was playing a host of poker night at his place with his girlfriend and a few buddies when they got in a dispute with another person. They broke up the altercation and booted everybody out, but Cop showed up an hour and a half. Cody showed up an hour and a half later pissed off. They said that Lattimore pulled out a firearm, and he said he would said he had saved two rounds of ammunition for English and his girlfriend. Cop says English told them Lattimore threatened to kill everybody. English is the one who told the cops that Lattimore calmed down, said he wouldn't kill anyone, and removing the magazines and clearing the chamber of his gun. But according to the witness statements, Lattimore grew even angrier, and that's when English said Lattimore fired two shots near him. Cobb says English told them he would wrestle the gun, but claimed the 27-year-old hit him on the head with the gun, causing a concussion and a cut on his head. Ultimately, the altercation was broken up, and officers arrested Cody, booking him on felony charges, including assault and illegal discharge of a firearm. Cody's attorney said that Adam Schefter and the NFL is were understanding. He knows about the situation, the entire backstory, and they're going to hold judgment until they know more about what's going on. Lattimore was a second-round pick of Denver Broncos in 2014. Court hearing has been set for Monday in this case.
Like you said, they need to bring the NFL back because these motherfuckers going to end up locked the fuck up. Oh my God, that sounds like some hood shit. Some of y'all, like, that happened at a party back in 86 when Homeboy lost at the dice game. At the house party, and he came back, demanded all his money back. That's what it sounded like to me. He mad because he lost the game, came back. I'm holding all y'all motherfuckers hostage. All y'all put money in the bag. It was just, I mean, I'm not trying to laugh at the situation. It is harsh. But this shit sounds familiar. If you from the neighborhood, you know what the fuck happened here. This motherfucker, goddammit, they know way you have four aces. Dave. hold on, bro. I'll be right back. Y'all think I'm playing? I'll be right back. No motherfucker sat in there chilling. No, he came back. I'm sorry. I'm just saying, this shit sounds familiar to me. That's some hood shit.
Well,
like you said, they need their season back. They need practices or something to really get rid of that energy.
Well, that's the same thing DeAndre Baker and Quentin Dunbar did when I talked about this on Friday as well. They was arrested because they did the same thing. They was playing cards. They was losing. And they pulled out a gun and robbed everybody there.
See?
Like, who does that? Like, where is your mindset to say, I'm losing, but if you hood, I'm telling you now, you can't take the hood out the player just because you got some money. If he's got anger about losing, and that's how he deals with his anger, by violence, it don't matter how much money that person has or how much clout he has or how he play or what he does for his profession. If that's who he is, you will see it. Unfortunately.
Right. I don't give a fuck how many seasons I don't play. You're not going to juke me out my EBT card. Fuck you, man.
Right.
That's what that is. That's some straight hood shit. They don't give a fuck. They probably in there betting like 10,000. You know what I mean? They in there betting big money, and then when they lose, they in their big feelings.
Yep. So like I said, don't sit at my table playing spades if you can't play, because I will make you feel like shit and kick you off. Do not sit down and play dominoes with me if you cannot play dominoes, because I will make you feel like shit. Get off the table. If you cannot shoot dice, do not stand your ass over there talking about come on, snake eyes, none of that, if you can't shoot dice. And definitely, if you cannot play any 21, do not sit down at the table. I'm just saying, poker either, because I will clown you. You have been warned.
Okay. What else we got?
So, I don't know if you watch Twilight, but
no,
the Twilight actor.
They take that little vampire stuff.
I think so.
Twilight. Okay. Vampires with eyeliner. I know what that is.
Gregory Tyree's voice died at 30. So they said that they found some unknown white powdery substance. And they're saying that once these guys, Kristen Stewart's heart attention in the first Twilight, he passed away. The death is unknown. His mother confirmed on social media that his baby boy, Greg, the best chef, has got his wings. She went on to say in a lengthy tribute, showing up the logo of the Twilight Zone, all the things that he did there and how she would miss and love her son, and rest in peace. Yeah. So I
all right, moment of silence. Boom. I got hella jokes, but I'm not going to joke with the dead. I'm just going to let it ride.
Let it ride. Do you know the Thai British rapper Bridge Generation and John Ron's dad the first time? Let me see. His name is Thai? Thai? His name is Thai. Thai?
Yes.
His name is, it says Ty, a British rapper known for his lyrical, musical approach to hip-hop, died. I guess he was really known there. I always try to do something because I know you'd be going to London and you'd be knowing, like, different folks in London. So I'd be like, do you know Ty? They don't give his last name, but they just call him Ty. Ty was born, Benedict, he was from Nigeria, but he was known for his, he was really known for his music, Closer, his De La Soul type beats, his song, The Wailing, with Afrobeats, The Rain, Upwards.
Oh.
So.
Okay. No, I haven't heard of him.
Okay. Well, yeah, he was known for his jazz and other jazz. So, yeah, he was just a British rapper. Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, you know, you may know him. Yeah. I'm just saying because you are only world traveler on here, you know, and I was like, well, maybe the world traveler may know who he be. But before we do a moment of silence for him, ex-Dodge Kyle Crawford, his home was the site of a double drowning. A woman and boy dies. So he was hosting a party. They wasn't paying attention. The boy wandered off. The woman went after him. And they both drowned. They were both unresponsive. The gathering was 10 people or less. They was at his Houston home, and you jump in and you can't swim. Why don't you scream and holler, you know, help? But we'll just do a moment of silence for the son and the woman who couldn't swim but decided to go to a pool party without flotation devices. Okay.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a quick break and throw in some music. This right here is some Wet, Wet Wednesday music, where we play on Wednesday nights where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy music and conversation. Y'all might want to check that one. Check it out. This right here is one. I've been playing this one like crazy. I don't know what it is about this song that's unbelievable. It is what it is. It just resonates in my soul. Kissy Lee,
close
you should already know. Close the door. Exactly.
How do I know?
DJ Iman, it's unbelievable. Jazzy, where your ass at?
Babe, I got a I just want to see if you could change my way. I got
Yeah, that's my little shit right there. You already know. That's
we
my
know.
Shit right there. Uh-huh. Pissy Lee.
Uh-huh.
You've been listening over the past couple of weeks. You're like, don't play that no more. Don't play that not one more time. I'll bust your forehead, and then I'm going to run it again. It is. I'm just saying, a little line is lit over here tonight. All y'all greatly appreciate it. I see you, Detroit. I see you, 816-770. Let's go over here and see what this is a dusty-ass looking number. Let's see who we got. Who this dusty motherfucker?
Who the fuck you talking to? I will beat your ass. I don't better talk to me like
what?
That. I will bust your head open. You better leave me. You don't mess with me. Last time I tied your ass up and destroyed your house. Don't fuck with me. I'll do it again.
Kelly girl in the building. What's good? What's good, West Coast? LBC.
What's good?
What's good, fam?
What you?
Oh shit! Hey, who the fuck you talking to?
You
over there throwing her little
raggedy
head thing like a referee. It is what it is. What's going down? What's it like in Cali right now? What's the weather like in California right now?
It's sunny now. It rained this morning.
Mhm.
But now it's all nice and sunny and clear.
Mhm. How y'all doing with the whole opening of the city? I mean, they opened y'all state back up yet, or are they still working on that?
It's only curbside pickup is open. The only thing that's actually open you can actually go into is like Target, Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, and the grocery store. But like the clothing store, the restaurants, you have to, if they don't have a drive-through, then you just have to go to curbside pickup.
Oh, okay.
I don't
so
y'all
can still get your Roscoe's and chicken, Carl Jr.'s and all that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I only go out
El
when
Polio
I have
Loco.
To. Well, see, I went out this morning. I went out this morning, and I haven't been out in almost 3 weeks.
Oh, damn.
I ain't playing.
Went out there, burnt the fuck up. Night.
I'm playing.
You know how we do it.
Yep.
We got Miss Unbelievable over here doing the entertainment news. So let's see what else she got on the chat block.
All right. So Aria Grande and Justin Bieber says, we didn't buy our Billboard number one fans, but our song. So we already know who he's arguing with. So they are firing back at Tekashi, who claimed their team brought their way to number one. AG took to IG Monday with celebrity posts highlighting her with and Bieber's singles Stuck With You, which landed the top spot on the billboards, beating out Doja Cat's popular Say So, as well as Gooba, which came in third. She said she wanted to thank her fans for getting her there, but also took a good minute addressing 6ix9ine allegations from just a few hours earlier that she, Bibs, and people working for them allegedly maxed out 6 credit cards to purchase 30,000 units at last minute to secure their spot at number one. Ariana calls BS. She insists the reason Stuck With You moved the way it did because more people actually purchased their song instead of streaming it, which counts for more units than streaming and explains why it surged to the top. Ariana goes on to say she and Bieber have longtime ride or die fans and they credit with bumps. Nothing more. She continued with all the artists should be grateful and honored by the opportunity to even be heard at all and to work in the biz. She sent love to everyone in the top 10, even number 3, which is Tekashi. By the way, Bieber took up their hit track, pointing out Billboard rules only allow 4 units to be purchased per credit card, so he says Tekashi's allegations couldn't be true. And as for Tekashi, only calling out Ariana, Justin says, if you're going to say her name, make sure you say mine. It's our song. Said, still, Tekashi clearly has a beef, at least with Billboard, not giving his streams 50 million. He says more weight on the charts. So he whining.
Right. Well, first of all, I ain't even realized they even counted streams on the charts like that. Like the tally. Billboard charts and all that other shit was due to, what was it? It's like radio requests and sales.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. It wasn't about no streaming or da-da-da-da-da. It went by certain things, criteria, and back then it was mainly by sales. So if you sold 500,000 units, your ass was on the charts. Now, if everybody in that nation is requesting your song on the radio, your shit's going to hit the charts. Where it sits is a whole nother story. But I'm going to say this, whether it's true or not, I believe Tekashi. Shit, he don't snitch on everything else. He don't told on everybody else. Why the fuck he going to lie on them? I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
he went after Snoop Dogg.
He's telling it.
He went after.
We know
we
that's
got coming
that up.
Coming up, Kelly.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on, Kelly.
Sorry.
You got to get you from LBC, Snoop City. So we got to hear what you got to say, what LBC is talking about. Tic Tac 6ix9ine, on it, all this shit. So, all right, what else we got? Now I'm anxious to get around to this Snoop one. So, yeah, what else we got on this one?
That's where we at. We got Snoop Dogg. So Snoop Dogg's tearing Tekashi 6ix9ine for suggesting he's a snitch. Since getting released from prison, Tekashi has been on his rant, you know, for cooperating with the cops. The 24-year-old is reduced his 2 years for his cooperation. That didn't sit well with Snoop, so he got into action. On Instagram, because this is where it's mostly, you know, getting done at, Tekashi's new single, Gooba, slams Snoop's. Anyone supporting the rapper following his release from prison says they got to stop pushing this rap. Word appears to be going around Tekashi yesterday, 15, with hit back at Snoop, accusing him of sharing information with authorities as well on his Instagram. Should I just tell you guys what rapper snitched? Because they told me everything when I started. The 24-year-old posed questions. Should I just tell you guys what rapper snitched? Because they told me everything when I started. The drama, Tekashi again said in denial, the paperwork is online and Suge Knight speaks on it from prison, but we choose to ignore who wants to call rats. Someone needs to put this little boy in his place. Snoop had time to respond. He goes, you better get the fuck off my line, nigga rat boy. You better leave me alone. I ain't the one. No way, no way. Go on and do your shit and get out of my way, bitch. Funky dog-headed, rainbow-head, dog-head, bitch. Yeah, you better leave the dog alone. Go and find you a cat. Tom and Jerry shit. You fuck with the dog, not nice, bitch, rat boy. So that's what he said. They're going back and forth.
Right. So, yeah, that's basically
then
it.
Goes,
you don't have to go word for word. You don't have to go word for word. But, okay, go
no,
ahead.
No. That was just one. It's going on. It's, like, going on. So Tekashi comes back and snaps back and talks about Snoop's wife, which says, you know, bitch, why is you trying to come at me when you were being unfaithful and disrespectful to your wife? And said, you know, don't come at my family. And then he goes, I prove I'm the king of Instagram, and I take back the king of New York. I prove to you with the numbers the internet was dead without me. He said, I just started and y'all can't stop me, so keep watching, people. That is Tekashi.
Right. I did not know he went after Snoop's wife. But all right, Callie, what's the word in the streets in LBC? I mean, what they talking about out there about this whole situation with Uncle Snoop and Tekashi?
Not 100%, but just my opinion. He's barking up the wrong tree. You know, it all had to stimulate because Snoop Dogg beat the murder charges. And so that's why he's saying Snoop's a snitch. So, you know what I mean? And I remember the case, and I remember he beated it. So just because somebody beats the case does not make him a snitch. For the stupid wet rainbow white motherfucker, he's a snitch. Snoop Dogg, no. And you don't come out nobody's family. That's one thing. You do not come after anybody's family. you don't bring, if you got beef, you deal with that person. And I never read, heard, or anything about Snoop cheating on his wife.
Right.
You better
right.
watch out.
Okay.
With his rainbow looking.
Right. Look, LBC upset.
He's trying to make himself relevant because nobody likes his music. He's not relevant. You know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say.
You said it right.
You know, he's garbage. You know.
No,
but
one thing I hope don't come out of this, but I don't think it will, because I don't think nobody's really claiming Tekashi right now. Even if he claimed them, I don't think they would claim him. I just hope it don't start no beef like the whole old shit started. You know what I mean? With
right.
some East Coast, West Coast, because, you know, he messed with Blood and, you know, Snoop from the Crip neighborhood. You get what I'm saying? I just hope it don't turn into some
right.
shit like that. I hope they just keep it between them, whatever, whatever. But, yeah, Tekashi, unfortunately, he ain't going nowhere. With all this barking and that, I think he's barking at all the big people right now to keep himself relevant. He may not be relevant in 3-4 years. I don't know. But I think 50 Cent had a good point when he said he going to have a successful career, even though he's snitching, he back out. He going to have a successful career. I was like, what? That don't make no damn sense. Peep game. This is how I didn't see the whole thing. I seen part of the 50 Cent. I can't remember the guy's name. He was the black gentleman that was on TMZ. I don't want to discredit him. I want to give the guy his credit. I can't remember his name. Hopefully somebody get it. Bring it back to us. But he asked 50 about the whole Tekashi thing, and if he thinks, you know, he's going to come back out, if he's going to be successful, if he can make money. 50 Cent said yes. I was shocked as the guy doing the interview was. But he made a good point. He's like, a lot of, not in the neighborhood, where people go through trials and shit all the time, blah, 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 6ix9ine is dead. He ain't going to move with them. They're not going to resonate. They're not going to talk about him, so on and so forth. But there's a whole slew of people that listen to hip-hop music, consumers that buy hip-hop music that are not from those neighborhoods that a lot of these hip-hop guys talk about and come out of. And when they listen to it, it's entertainment to them, so on and so forth. You see, a lot of these kids can't, they get driven to the mall by their parents. They don't even have room to get in trouble. You dig? They don't have time to even go out and get in trouble. So these are the type of kids that are going to be paying attention to the things that he says, the rants that he do. And when he drops music, they're going to be the ones to buy it. So that's what's going to keep him alive. So that's why he's going out attacking people, blah, 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 keeping himself in the spotlight so he can do whatever, whatever. I mean, how y'all feel about it? I was just blown away. I was like, damn, he's got a point. I mean, what about you, Miss Unbelievable? I mean, what do you think about 50 Cent's comment? You think that has relevance?
Oh, yeah. You know, just because you snitched on somebody doesn't mean that your music is not going to be relevant. It just means that your life is going to be always looked at as tarnished, but doesn't mean that your gift or talent that you do is going to be any less. Doesn't mean that, you know, they're not going to support you. It doesn't mean that your fans is going to go away. It just means that people are going to look at you side-eye. You may not have, like, the quote-unquote heavy hitters want to work with you, but if your music good, it's got to stand on its own, period, before they even look at you. So if they wanted to mess with him before and his music was good before, nothing's going to take away from his music, just his character and how we look at him, just like R. Kelly. Nothing taken away from his music, just how we look at him. So pedophile snitch doesn't take away from their craft. It just takes away from their integrity. Now, running your mouth is what's going to get you hurt. Running your mouth is what's going to get you killed. Running your mouth talking about somebody and not standing your place as a man is going to get you killed. Got nothing to do with your music. Got nothing to do with who you are. But if you run that mouth and you disrespectful, and you, because you already broke the code. I mean, they already see mm-hmm. you as who you are. But you can't come and be like, yo, I'm about to talk about your mama, your sister, your wife, you know, and discredit them. Now you cross the line. See, now you're moving yourself over to a different category, young man, that you're not ready to be in, that you ain't ready for. So that's how I feel about it.
Right. Okay. What about you, Callie?
I agree with Miss Unbelievable. He should have, when he came out, he should just make his music, leave everybody alone, and just go about your business. That's the problem, you know. That's the problem with artists today, you know. Just mind your business. But I guess, like you said, beat sells records.
It gets you the media attention that you want, because that's what people feed into. You know what I mean? Two people just having a normal conversation on a bus stop, it's not going to go viral. But let one person steal on the other person, that's going to go worldwide. You understand me? I'm just saying, it's going to go worldwide. That's what people are drawn to, and that's what he's basically going to do. But like you said, or like both of y'all said, basically, I mean, he's going to fuck around somebody, going to put their hands on him. And if you're listening right now on your computer, you have to call 563-999-3411. If you still want to listen, or you'll have to wait till the archive comes on to listen to the rest of the show. So, all right, let's see, because we are at the end, but we're going to go ahead and finish up with what we got. And then, yeah, we're going to see what it do. But, yeah, you're going to keep calling people out, and you're going to call out the wrong person. A lot of other artists realize that, like when they attack certain people, your career can be over just by the person you attack. You can fuck up doing other shit, but you attack an example. Do I have to say more when I say the Beehive? Anybody know what I'm talking about? When I say the Beehive, do y'all know who I'm talking about? Who am I talking about? What am I talking about? The Beehive. What am I talking about?
Beyonce, right?
Hell yeah. Beyonce's fans, the Beehive. Cross Beyonce if you want to. The Beehive will attack your social media heavy. They don't play that. They don't play that. So we don't see what happens if he drop a bomb and say something about B. We gonna see
what
happens.
Well, you know
what? He
ain't.
It's gonna be a whole new look.
I mean, he's dumb, but he ain't like trying to assassinate his career. Because he only attacks the people who he don't think is a threat, and that would say, you know, that's a comeback at him. But what he failed to realize is that Snoop Dogg is in a whole different category. He got Martha Stewart by him, so, you know, he got jail money now. You know, Martha get his homeboy out. All he got to leave her alone. As you know, Snoop got different rings of money. So,
right.
He got, you know,
he also
folks
went
who didn't snitch.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish what
you said. I'm going to go.
Huh?
You said he also got what, Callie?
No, he also went after Justin Timberlake too. Like he's going like I think he's just going down. First it was 50 Cent. He's just going down the line.
That's the only way you're gonna get popular. You're gonna get famous. Where's fame gonna come from? You're gonna fuck around with a reality show, some other shit, da da da, and that's what's gonna do it. Unfortunately, but yeah, that's what's going to do it. So all right, what else we got? We got more entertainment news?
Nope, that was it.
No, okay. So let's see. What's tomorrow? Tomorrow's Takeover Tuesday. Wow. I ain't gonna be
yay.
Ready. I'm not going to be ready. It's the only show on in the world at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 8 o'clock on the East Coast, and that's 5 o'clock on the West Side, where you can call in and take over a radio show. Takeover Tuesday. Tomorrow night. Y'all know the number. Y'all know where to find it. MonstarsRadio.com. Matter of fact, tomorrow I'm going to be giving away some shirts. Monstars Radio shirts. Some brand new ones ain't nobody got. I'll post the pics up in the morning. Takeover Tuesday. And then we got Wit Wednesday with our Drippy Splash Mix. Sexy Music with a Roar. Look, I'm getting all like, I'm starting to sound like the movie guy. Yes, Bush 2. If you want to say. Let me stop.
Yeah.
So, all right. We got Comic Cafe and also Friday Night Live. Make sure you tune in. When you listen to the archive shows, please press share, leave a comment to let us know that you listen to it. And yes, please support our sponsors, the Soul of Me Speaks book at soulofmespeaks.com and merchandise, Monster US Apparel, Elite Way Management, and Picasso Painting. When you support them, you support the show. That's how we can keep bringing it to you for free. So, listen, anything else you ladies want to either drop, talk about, we can do real quick, or we can just jump out the window.
No, we can jump out that window. I know. Kelly, you first. I'm second. Hey, see y'all tomorrow.
And me and this unbelievable are taking over the show tomorrow.
Yep, we're taking over the show tomorrow.
He ain't gonna let that happen.
Hell to the no.
I ain't even gonna put myself in say yes on that one. That's a waste of yay. No, that's a no.
We've done it before. We can do it again.
No, he'll mute everybody and then start kicking folks off. No, been down that road. I ain't going there with him.
You know why?
That's a fight I don't have to fight. Kelly, I'm going to leave you alone on that one. He's an asshole when he has to do that. Now,
yes. You know, I've known him since he's had this radio show. I've been muted, kicked off the show so many times, and I still come back. He don't faze me none.
Yeah, but y'all don't have to see him like I do. You and Kelly, I'm here. I got to deal with his ass. Hell to the motherfucker now. No, ma'am.
Y'all see what happened when we get more women than men on here? I can't get in nothing. Bye. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Remix to my play. Remix. I had to do it. Had to do it. Had to do it. So check it out. This is for the band. Monstrous Radio. Y'all ready? Come on.